If you're upset by drunken crowds on northern Michigan rivers, don't expect action anytime soon. This week, the Forest Service said it will not ban alcohol on the Ausable, Pine, and Manistee rivers. And at a forum about the Boardman River Wednesday, a DNR officer said they can't even arrest people for being drunk and disorderly on the water. Taylor Wisner covers tourism for IPR, and she joins me now. Hi, Taylor.
Hey, Noelle.
So the Forest Service has been talking about this for more than a year. And again, they're not going forward with the ban. So are they giving up?
That's a good question. And it kind of looks like they are. There was so much opposition to the alcohol ban last year that the Forest Service is trying really hard to find another solution. But drunken behavior, accidents, and littering hasn't stopped on the rivers.
Okay, so what are they going to do now?
Well, they're going to try to keep this education program going another year. It started last year, and all it is increasing the Forest Service presence at launch sites and posting signs asking people not to litter. It's tough because the Forest Service is already strapped for resources. Last summer, they moved most of their forest recreation officers over to the rivers, but they still need more help. So this summer, they're actually getting more interns who can help watch over the water.
All right, so is there any evidence that educating people is making a difference?
Not really. Some people I spoke with said it helped that there were more Forest Service officers around, but there's really only so much you can do to influence people without there being any penalties. The Forest Service admits there was still a lot of alcohol issues over the summer.
And some of these issues were being discussed at a forum hosted by IPR Wednesday evening about recreation on the Boardman. What did we hear there?
We heard a lot about alcohol. So property owners were upset that hundreds of people a day sometimes from organized paddling tours were loudly paddling by their homes on the river, drinking beer in their kayaks, and littering. And a DNR conservation officer confirmed they can't enforce anything about alcohol. There's no such thing as being ticketed for being drunk on a river. You can only get ticketed if you're directly threatening someone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of a running theme that people just don't know what they can do on a public waterway. A question came up whether the city could limit the total number of people using the river to sort of manage crowds of people on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But the DNR conservation officer, Joe Molnar, says it would be really hard to do that. There's a lot of red tape they'd have to go through, and they don't have enough officers to enforce the rules. Here's Molnar.
To try to stretch it out and say that only so many users can use a stretch of river, you know, that's difficult. That would be saying that only a certain number of motor vehicles can drive on a highway.
It's not quite at a crisis point on the Boardman right now, but as more people come out on the river, these issues are only going to get worse.
Okay, thanks for the update, Taylor.
Sure thing.